on that cold sober. Baby,
welcome to Pilgrim Talk Radio. I am Reverend Lee Johnson here once again with some quick thoughts for you. The gang will be trying to get together soon again, some providential hindering. And Reverend Henry and Reverend Kingswood and I aren't able to get together right now to do any more recordings, although some good news has come out. Reverend Henry is expected to be a grandpa soon. So feel free to always refer to him as Reverend Grandpa Henry from now on. I think that'll be good. He'll enjoy that for sure. But congratulations to him and to the entire family there. So until we're able to get back together, I told you we were going to try some new things. And this week, I'm just going to give you some quick thoughts, but I do have some one-on-one interviews lined up with people so that we can just discuss a subject, and you can hear some thoughts of other ministers on subjects. We've got one lined up coming up soon to you with Reverend Vucich, Reverend Joe Vucich, a minister in the RCUS. He's going to talk with us about eschatology and the end times, and so hopefully we'll be able to have some interviews and things until we're able to get the gang back together, and you won't always have to suffer through just listening to me ramble, which I'm sure will probably help. But I thought for this week I would just give some thoughts about the story of the rich man and Lazarus, which I don't believe is a parable. You can find that in Luke 16. You're probably, or maybe you're familiar with it, where Jesus relates to us the story of the poor beggar Lazarus, who sits outside the rich man's house and has shown no compassion. Even the dogs are licking his wounds, and he eventually dies, as does the rich man. And Lazarus goes to heaven, and the rich man to hell. And the rich man asks for Lazarus just to bring him a drop of water on his finger. Abraham tells him that's not possible. The rich man then says, well, then send Lazarus back to my brothers who are still alive, because then they'll understand, and they'll change their ways, and they won't end up here with me. And the response Abraham gives is in Luke chapter 16, verse 31, and I want to read that specifically, where he says, he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. That's a powerful statement that really is worth two or three podcasts just to think about the sufficiency of Scripture. That is mentioned here in this section. If they don't hear Moses and the prophets, they're not going to be convinced. They have all they need. Every man has all that he needs in the Bible that's in his hands. The sufficiency of Scripture is clearly extolled here. The sinfulness of man, the total depravity, if we're talking in terms of the points of Calvinism, also extolled here, that a dead man could come back to life. And you wouldn't believe if you hadn't been changed by the power of God. If the Spirit of God working through the Word doesn't change your heart, then it doesn't matter what else goes on. You're not going to believe that either. You'll find an excuse to reject it, or you'll ignore it, or you'll work your way around it somehow, because that is who we are in our own sinful natures. This actually reminds me of a philosophy of religion course I took in college, and all these philosophy majors, and they invited religion majors to come, and they really wanted discussions, and the professor was a philosophy professor, and he said, you know, why doesn't God just tell us and speak to us all from heaven and say, if I want you to believe in me, here's the coordinates in the Pacific Ocean, you watch, I'm going to make an island there on noon on this particular day. Everybody get your cameras over there. We're going to watch it. We're going to record it. And then boom, it happens. Wouldn't everybody believe in him? And the answer is no. No, they wouldn't. If they don't believe the word of God they have now, they're not going to believe anything. Even something like that. They have Jesus Christ returned from the dead, and they still rejected him. And he was telling people, and the scriptures told him, he's going to come back from the dead, and they still rejected it. They rejected. And we would today. There's a powerful statement here about our depravity and our sinful nature and the depths of our sin. And the depths we'll go to preserve our sin. And why we need regeneration in salvation. I was thinking about this verse in another context, actually, when I was just on the phone with Reverend Henry. So we'll give him a little credit for this one, Reverend Grandpa Henry. And we were just talking about church and the fads that come by in church and the desires to say, you know, let's change our worship. If we make it a better praise band, the people will come. If we do more hot dog roasts, people will come. If we do lighting and we turn it more into a coffee bar and maybe we need to unplug the instruments and go acoustic, then the people will come. Whatever the fad in worship might be, then we'll get people in and they'll believe. And I think this verse does say something about that. No. It doesn't matter if you have somebody rise from the dead in your worship service. If they don't believe the scriptures, they're not going to believe the scriptures. They're not going to repent and believe if they don't believe the scriptures. And it doesn't matter how attractive your worship service is. If they don't care about God's word, there's a problem. And too often we do fall into that mindset. And let's just go beyond church. Let's leave the worship wars behind for a minute. How often do we just in our own lives mentally fall into this problem where we think, if I just do it right, if I just give the gospel right, if I come up with the right question, if I do evangelism correctly, they'll repent and believe. I've just got to hit the right buttons, hit the right notes. Or maybe if you're a preacher, if I preach the message rightly. No, ultimately, it's God's word that does the work. And if they're not going to hear God's word, then it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter how impressively you say it. It doesn't matter that you are showing great love and that you're feeding them or taking care of them or raising the dead. If they're not going to hear God's word because they don't have the ears to hear, the spiritual ears to hear, then it's not going to matter. And thus we can see in this verse and many others, the job of the Christian is to give them the scriptures. It's not to do any other song and dance. It's not to think I've got to do these other things and then they'll hear the scriptures. Or if I do this, then they'll definitely believe. No, it's Moses and the prophets. It's the word of God. Faithfully day in and day out. That's what people believe. And if they don't hear Moses and the prophets, then it doesn't matter. Even if someone should rise from the dead. That is a thought that is both sobering, but also extremely hopeful. That I don't have to worry about doing it all just right. That God does the work through His Word and His Spirit. And that churches don't have to worry about staying on top of the right fads. They have to worry about staying true to the scriptures. So I hope that you'll think about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16. And you'll think about all the ways that this doctrine of sufficiency and this doctrine of our sin works in our lives today. Meditate on these verses and think on them. And then thank God that He has given us the ears to hear. Thank God that He hasn't let us be the rich man. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then he's worked in your heart. Don't ever forget to go back to him in thanks. And I do thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on iTunes. Just look up Wooden Pulpit Media, or even just woodenpulpitmedia.com, and you can be aware of every time we're uploading something or posting anything, and you can stay on top of it. And again, we're going to have some interviews coming up. It does look like we're getting closer to being able to have the round table group back with Reverend Kingswood and Reverend Henry. And so hopefully you'll enjoy the next couple of weeks on Pilgrim Talk Podcast. Thank you for listening.